There was once a humble flower that traveled through history, captivating hearts and inspiring poets and lovers. This flower was none other than the exquisite rose. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Roots Reveal podcast, tracing plants through time with a dose of science. I am your host Binish, aka Beans, and together we'll unravel the stories of plants that have shaped civilizations, ecosystems, and our understanding of the natural world. So let's take our first step into this captivating adventure and jump right in. Legend has it that the history of the rose began thousands of years ago, its origins shrouded in myth and mystery. In Greek mythology, the origin of the rose is associated with the goddess of love and intimacy, Aphrodite. According to the myth, she fell in love with a mortal named Adonis from the moment she laid eyes on him, until his very last breath, some say even longer than that. The two were inseparable. Aphrodite was so infatuated with Adonis that she neglected herself and her home, Olympus. Ares, another of Aphrodite's lovers and the god of war, was overwhelmed by envy due to their relationship. One day, Ares transformed himself into a giant boar and fatally wounded Adonis while he was out hunting alone. When Aphrodite heard her beloved moaning, she hurried to him, but unfortunately, it was too late for poor Adonis. While running, she accidentally pricked herself on the thorns of a white rose. Her blood stained the flower, causing it to turn red. It is said that this was the first rose to appear on earth, a testimony to passionate and immortal love. The Greeks and the Romans took their fondness for roses to a whole new level. During the 1st and 3rd centuries, Romans had an annual festival called the Rosalia in May, during which public fountains sprayed rose water and streets were blanketed in rose petals. Emperor Nero, who was known for his extravagant lifestyle, spent an astounding amount on roses for a single banquet, an amount equivalent to $400,000 in today's currency. He even had a special blanket made so that rose petals could shower down on his guests as they dined. Thus, roses have enthralled people throughout history, evolving in significance to embody a wide range of meanings as time passes. In the concluding part of Paradiso, the last segment of the 14th century epic poem Divine Comedy, Dante reaches the highest heavens and sees a massive brilliant rose symbolizing the culmination of his long spiritual journey from hell to heaven. As he directs his vision towards the sun, representing God, it casts light upon the vast white rose, enveloping the spirits of all those he encountered in the heavenly realm, including his beloved Beatrice. This mystical encounter marks the pinnacle of Dante's quest, depicting his ultimate achievement of spiritual enlightenment. In medieval literature, roses carry profound symbolism. An exemplary instance can be found in the renowned 13th century French allegorical poem, The Romance of the Rose by Guillaume Dolores. This narrative traces the protagonist's journey through a metaphorical walled garden, signifying the pursuit of love and the quest for the beloved. He encounters various objects in the garden that signify the trials and obstacles faced in the pursuit of love. At the center of this garden, a solitary rose stands as the focal point, representing his ultimate object of desire. The protagonist's effort to pick this rose depicts his desire to win the affection of the lady he deeply admires. The early Christians initially looked down upon the rose due to its association with pagan traditions and moral and cultural decline. However, with time, roses became part of Christian worship. For instance, rosary beads were originally made from rose buds threaded together. The Virgin Mary was represented as the rose of heaven and a rose without thorns. The white rose signified her purity, and the red one designated her charity and compassion. The rose also transformed into a symbol of God's divine love, where its thorns reminded people of Christ's sacrificial crown, and its red petals represented his wounds on the cross. Roses were seen as a representation of power and the ruling class. The first Holy Roman Emperor, Charlemagne, grew roses in his palace. During the 12th and 13th centuries, knights and soldiers who returned from the Crusades in the Middle East carried roses with them. In the 13th century, the white rose was the badge of Eleanor of Provence, wife of Henry III of England. Over two centuries later, the English and Welsh dynasties joined forces, establishing the House of Tudors and adopting the red and white rose as their emblem. This dual rose symbol adorned various items like buildings, furniture, flags, badges, and jewelry. Every medieval monastery had Benedictine monks cultivating roses alongside other herbs and plants. The roses were grown by monks as medicinal plants, and they were used to make tinctures and compounds that were used to treat piles, halt vomiting, and stop diarrhea. These remedies relied heavily on the Pharmacopoeia de Materia Medica, written by the first century Greek physician Dioscorides. Interestingly, the oldest rose bush is still alive today, flourishing in the Catholic Cathedral in Hildesheim, Germany. It can be traced as far back as 815 AD and now stands at a height of 10 meters. The cathedral was ravaged in World War II, but the rose plants survived wars, natural disasters, and human intervention.
A ring of roses, a pocket full of posies, a tissue, we all fall down. A ring of roses, a pocket full of posies, a tissue, we all fall down.
This playground song about roses still remains popular among children. However, this seemingly sweet rhyme carries undertones of a grim historical period. Despite its playful tone, it is often associated with the Great Plague in London, echoing the impact of the Black Death. The seemingly innocent lyrics convey a feeling of doom. Roses symbolize deadly rashes. Posies are thought to be preventive measures, and attitudes indicate sneezing related to the illness. Roses are an ancient genus. Their cultivation can be traced back 5,000 years to Central Asia, and over centuries it spread through Northern Europe. In ancient Egypt, people bathed in water infused with rose petals and scattered them in their rooms for their fragrance. Cleopatra used roses to allure potential suitors. Roses have been cultivated in China since as early as 3000 BCE. They served various purposes, including being used in celebrations, medicine, and the production of rose water and perfumed oils. Ancient Persians are recognized as the pioneers of manufacturing rose water and distinguishing between decorative and cosmetic uses of the rose flowers. The introduction of roses to India can be attributed to either China or Persia. The Mughal dynasty, which governed India from 16th to 18th century, established several rose gardens across the country. The Chashm-e-Shahi garden, situated in Kashmir, is renowned for its remarkable cultivation of roses. Within its serene landscape, the garden boasts an impressive variety of roses, showcasing the Mughal dynasty's appreciation for floral beauty. When it was unusual for women to be in the public eye, Nur Jahan, the wife of Mughal Emperor Jahangir, was a powerful figure in the Mughal Empire. During the Mughals' control in India at the time, she was the first woman to write laws, establish governmental policies, and have her name placed on coinage. Among her many accomplishments, she was credited with creating rose oil. But it was her mother, Asmat Begum, who mastered the technique of distilling oil from roses gathered in bath water. Rose oil has become famous because of Nur Jahan. She also invented the process of distilling roses to make attar, a kind of essential oil used as a perfume, and to flavor sharbat, a cool beverage made by mixing rose essence with cold water. The Black Rose of Halfeti. Black roses are extremely rare and beautiful flowers grown in the village of Halfeti, nestled around the river Euphrates in the Urfa province of Turkey. Belonging to the Rosa odorata species, this flower is called Karagul in Turkish, or Arab Bride, or Arab Beauty. According to the local legends, the teardrops of a heartbroken Turkish prince caused the roses to turn black with sorrow. In the year 2000, Old Halfeti was submerged, prompting its inhabitants to move to the new Halfeti village about 10 kilometers away, along with their native roses. However, the roses faced difficulties adapting to their new surroundings. To prevent their extinction, district officials intervened. They collected the seeds and planted them in greenhouses near their original location, thus ensuring their survival and saving them from extinction. Blooming a deep wine color initially, the roses gradually darken to black as the summer progresses. The fame of these unique flowers have spread far and wide, inspiring a Turkish TV show, a novel, and a perfume bearing their name. Tourists flock to Halfeti to witness the roses, especially during the spring when the town comes alive with vendors selling souvenirs such as black rose magnets, keychains, and spritzers as the temperature rises. Across the annals of time, roses have emerged as symbolic motifs in both artistic expressions and literary works. They represent beauty, desire, divinity, and death, with each theme bearing unique social and cultural importance. But there's more than meets the eye. Besides their beauty and fragrance, roses possess numerous health-promoting properties that extend far beyond their aesthetic appeal. There are around 100 to 150 varieties of roses, although most botanical experts think that the actual number may be closer to 100. Several studies have highlighted the nutritional benefits of roses, especially in terms of their nutrient content and chemical compounds that may promote good health. Roses contain certain essential elements like nitrogen, phosphorus, magnesium, manganese, and boron that may play a crucial role in maintaining nutritional balance and enhancing productivity. Additionally, certain aromatic acids found in rose fruits and nuts have been associated with protective effects against illnesses such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and obesity. Furthermore, they exhibit anti-aging properties by scavenging free radicals and shielding the body against oxidative damage. Over time, the rose continues to evolve. Horticulturists today crossbreed and hybridize this plant to produce a variety of colors, shapes, and fragrances. Thus, roses are not only aesthetically pleasing, but may also contribute positively to human health and well-being, leading to their extensive use in various industries and applications. The rich narrative of the rose unfurls a captivating saga of its enduring significance over the ages. From its symbolic role in ancient cultures to its survival through wars and natural disasters, the rose has accumulated diverse meanings in human history. Its association with power, beauty, and death has made it a recurring motif in various art forms and literature. The intriguing tale of the black roses defying odds to bloom continuously adds another layer to the mystique and allure of this timeless flower. Additionally, the potential health benefits and therapeutic properties of roses presents an intriguing dimension to their role in today's world. Whether it graces a wedding bouquet, beautifies a garden, or inspires poetry and prose, the rose's legacy remains intact, symbolizing the everlasting bloom of love and beauty. Thank you for listening to the Roots Revealed podcast. To support the show, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform and sharing our episodes with family, friends, and colleagues. If you have any feedback or suggestions, reach out to me at hello@rootsrevealed.org. Remember to keep exploring your roots and embracing the diversity of our shared human experience. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!